Welcome to the Doing Business by Faith podcast. This is your host, Shakita Morgan. All right. We are only 31 days away from a new year. And I thought I would do a final podcast episode for this year, titling it Year End Inspiration. As I record this podcast episode, I am in my car on my way to the business, and I was so inspired to record this episode because 2021 has been a year like none other. I thought 2020 was a crazy year, but 2021, honestly, I can say was an amazing year. Even though I've seen a lot, I've had some losses, I've had some gains, I've had some ups and downs, but this has been an amazing year, and I hope that this year has taught you something as well. As I record this podcast, I want you to get in a space of reflection. I want to inspire you to reflect on what it is that you have learned in this year. What is it that you've learned on a personal level and on a business level? Each year that we are in business is a new year to go to another level. This month, I will be celebrating 23 years in business. And my God, it does not feel like 23 years. If I can be honest, it almost feels like 5 years. That's how fast 20 years can go by. And so this is a great time to stop and reflect and ask yourself, what have I accomplished this year? What have I learned in this year? Because every situation, every moment is a teachable moment. And there's something for us to learn. Even during this pandemic, I've been asking God, what is it that you want us to see in this pandemic? What is it that we need to do differently? You know, as I check my cell phone every day, I look at the weather, and I can't help but to scroll down and take a look at the number of COVID cases that are in the states, the number of deaths. There's so much going on around us, but yet I want to encourage you to continue to walk by faith, to continue to trust God in your business. There's two things that I want to share with you today. And the first one is that God will come through in ways that you would have never imagined. And the second thing that I really want you to think about is, have you faced the fears that you have? So the first thing, you know, just backing it up and talking to you about how God would come through in ways that you would never imagine. As we begin to come into the fall of this year, there were some needs and some demands that I needed to be met in my business. And I lifted them up to the Lord in prayer. And I said, God, you blessed us abundantly in 2020. But it seems like as we're coming into 2021, it's almost like we had a repeat of 2020. But when I got to a space where I lifted my needs to God and I trusted him and I reminded him that he said that our latter years shall be greater, he did that. And he exceeded my expectations. The way that God blessed the business was a way that I would have never thought it would have came. Like, I mean, it literally just closed my mouth. I couldn't even say, wow. I mean, I was just like at all. Like, my mouth was like wide open, like, oh my God, you know. And the latter shall be greater. Your latter is greater. And when it does not feel that way, when it does not look that way, just keep pressing into God. And reminded him, Lord, you said that the latter shall be greater, and it really and truly is. This is also the year that the dream that I had to open up a daycare center in Atlanta became a reality. My husband and I lived in Atlanta for two and a half years. And we had been looking for a building for 2.5 years. And it almost seemed like it just wasn't going to come to pass. It almost seems like it just was not going to happen. And then all of a sudden, we got an email about a location that was available. And things took off after that. The 2 years of rest and isolation and waiting on God to do what he showed me he was going to do in the dream just blew my mind. I'm still at awe. Even as I'm in my car and I'm driving on my way to the business, I still cannot believe that I'm living in a new neighborhood. I have a new business. God has taken my life to new levels, and he will do it for you. And I want to encourage you to don't give up on your dreams. Go back to your journals. Go back to those notes that you put in your cell phone, those mental images that you have of yourself expanding or growing your business, writing that book, moving to a new city. Whatever your goals and dreams are, don't give up on them, because our timing is not always God's timing. It's not. Some things manifest faster than others. I have found that even if I sow a grass seed, grass grows up in 3 to 4 days. I can remember planting some strawberry seeds. I waited 2 to 3 months in order for those seeds to sprout. It seemed like 5 years. So some seeds just take longer to sprout. Some things just take longer to manifest. And so I want to encourage you to just trust God and just know that he's going to bless you in ways that you would have never imagined. The final thing that I want to share with you is to face your fears. Years ago, one of my biggest fears was swimming. And when I learned how to swim, actually my husband taught me how to swim. And the biggest thing that I had to overcome was trusting. I had to trust that my husband was not going to let me fall under the water. I had to trust that I was not going to drown. And when I learned to just trust him and trust myself that I can do it, I was able to learn how to swim. And actually, it's a very liberating experience, and I love it. The second biggest fear that I had was the fear of public speaking. I used to be afraid of public speaking. And when I mastered it, the more that I did it, the more that I enjoyed it. In fact, when I get the microphone in my hand, I just don't want to stop talking. So sometimes the things that you fear is actually the thing that you are supposed to be. You're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be mastering. You're supposed to be winning at that. So face those fears. Do it. It doesn't mean that you're not going to be scared. But when you do it afraid and know that God is with you, you are going to succeed. Finally, one of the things that I needed to do this year was to get a bad tooth pulled out of my mouth. I actually had a wisdom tooth in my mouth that was causing me a lot of pain. And honestly, I tolerated that pain for a year, maybe a year and a half, because when the pandemic hit, I was thinking, I am not going to the dentist. I don't want to be in a dentist's office. So I just took antibiotics periodically. I took a lot of pain pills. A year is a long time to tolerate pain. But the reason I tolerated the pain was because I was afraid to be put to sleep. The dentist told me that you have 2 wisdom teeth in your mouth. One is broken up, and we may have to put you to sleep just to prevent you from feeling all of the pain and hearing the teeth break up in your mouth. And it just sounded horrific to me. So I thought, well, either I'm going to keep tolerating this pain, or I'm going to just trust God and allow this dentist to sedate me so that he can get these teeth out of my mouth. One of the things I asked the dentist, I said, how long have you been a dentist? He said, 30 years. And you know what I told him? If you've been doing this 30 years, you've been putting people to sleep for 30 years, I trust you to put me to sleep for 30, you know, put me to sleep. And I trust that the outcome is going to be awesome and amazing. Today, those two wisdom teeth or history. They're out of my mouth. I actually still have them in the tooth container on the side of my bed because I still can't believe that I let them put me to sleep. It's so funny. I was only asleep for about 30 minutes, but it felt like a minute. When I woke up, I told my husband, I said, I think I was still awake. And the nurse told my husband she was not awake. We put her to sleep. She was asleep for about 30 minutes. But that's how fast it went. And I just can't believe that was only 3 weeks ago that I had teeth pulled out of my mouth. And I have fully recovered. The recovery was very uncomfortable. It took me almost 2 weeks to get over the pain in my mouth. But today, I have no more tooth pain. I'm able to chew my food without chewing on one side of my mouth. And just the fact that I decided to face my fear, it resulted in no more pain. No more pain. I have a healthy mouth now. And so I shared that with you to say this. What is it that you are tolerating that's actually causing you pain that you need to deal with? You really need to deal with it. And so whether it be on a personal level or business, I just want to encourage you to face those fears. You know, life is meant to be lived with liberation and free from fears. And just trust God. And what I did when I sat on that table, I saw that IV drip. And I knew that that was the drug that was going to sedate me. And I began to have anxiety. And I had to rest. I had to relax. And I said, okay, God, I'm going to do this with you. And the last thing I heard the doctor say was, it's only going to be about 10 to 15 more seconds. And that was the last thing I heard him say. It was over just that fast. And so I want to encourage you to make a list of all the things that you fear. The things that you feel may not come to pass or whatever your fears are. I don't know. I don't know what your fears are. But I hope that my story and what I've shared with you has encouraged you to focus on facing those fears, those things that you fear the most, and really just trusting God, committing all of your cares and your concerns unto God because He knows, He cares, and He wants you to win. He wants you to be peaceful. He wants you to be liberated and to continue to go to new levels every day, every year that you are in business and every day that you are alive. So I just want to encourage you to continue to do by faith, walk by faith, finish this year strong, continue to prepare yourself for a new season, a new level. I'm not big on, you know, saying that the next year is going to be the best year of my life. I just believe that as you continue to go forward in God and keep going faith by faith and glory to glory, that God is going to continue to do new and great things in your life and in your business. And until next time, keep walking by faith. And thank you for being a subscriber of Doing Business by Faith podcast. And God bless you. You can find me at doingbusinessbyfaith.com. Be sure to check out my new website, ShaquitaMorgan.com. If you have not picked up any of my new books or downloaded my books, I want to encourage you to download Lead by Faith. And I want to encourage you to download Build Your Business by Faith if you go to doingbusinessbyfaith.com and continue to keep going from faith to faith and glory to glory. This is your host, Shaquita Morgan. Take care.